like Yoniso Manisikara and Sampi Sampajanya.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, how would you kind of?
How are they the same, and how are they different? But I would, yeah, I mean, certainly the similarity is the sense of clarity. Sati Sampajanya is this mindfulness, clear comprehension, is certainly the an application of attention and awareness, so that there's a continuity of clarity. In my mind, the yoniso manasikara, this wise attention, can be quite similar to sati sampajanya, but there's a certain, maybe the distinguishing characteristic of it is maybe that questioning or reflective sense. Although, I mean, there's no reason why sati sampajanya can't be reflective. So there's a lot. I would say there's a lot of overlap, and to draw a clear distinction between the two of them would be very, very difficult. I don't know how one would do that.
Would it be kind of like yoniso manasikara could have more of like a transcending quality, from like getting to the root attention, and kind of.
Well, yes and no. I mean, even you think of the Satipatthana Sutra, because each of the bases of the Satipatthana have the potential of liberation as well, and so that whole section on Sati Sampajanya of concerned with the body. Has that potential.
They're also, and the two of those are side by side in this, the sutra I was talking about, the origin of ignorance, the Avijja Sutta. So this is Sutta 61 in the Book of the Tens, where it says, what is the nutriment for... what is the nutriment for non-restraint of the sense faculties? So lack of sense restraint, it should be said, lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension. Lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension too, I say, has a nutriment. It is not without nutriment. What is the nutriment for lack of mindfulness and clear comprehension? It should be said, careless attention. Careless attention too, I say, has a nutriment. It's not without a nutriment. What is the nutriment for careless attention? It should be said, lack of faith. So that there's two, and in the reverse order, that the support for Sati Sampajanya is Yoniso Manasikara in that particular teaching. So they're kind of next to each other, but Yoniso Manasikara is kind of taken as a nutriment or a support, something that leads to mindfulness and clear comprehension. So it's heading in this recension, then Sati Sampajanya is a more sort of profound or wholesome, liberated quality. It's heading in that direction. But they are side by side, so one is a direct support for the other. But I think what you were saying also about and the point of kind of investigation, there's more of that kind of examining, comparing element for Yoniso Manasikara, kind of recognizing the patterns of things. And then that leads to Sati Sampajanya, insofar as like having seen how things work together and having seen what's going on, then there's a much stronger sense of attunement, of taking in the picture of what's happening here and now in a more complete and accurate, full way. But they're very close, and I would say they overlap a lot.
Yeah, they overlap a lot, and they're. So I wouldn't, it's hard to sort of, yeah, again, the boundaries of them are very, very hard to find.
It's also interesting in this sutta with respect to the four supports for stream entry. So the The process starts off with, mindfulness and clear comprehension. Careful attention, I say, has a nutriment. It's not without nutriment. What is a nutriment for careful attention? It's faith. Faith has a nutriment, not without a nutriment. What is a nutriment? Hearing the good Dhamma. Hearing the good Dhamma has a nutriment, not without nutriment. What is a nutriment for hearing the good Dhamma? Association with good people. So, Saparisa Sangseva, Sadhamma Savana. And then that leads to faith. And then faith leads to Yoni Soul Manasikara. And that leads to Satisampajanya. So that those three of the four qualities are right there.
Yeah, or you could even sort of put, it's just extrapolating, but you put Satisampajanya into practicing Dhamma according to Dhamma.
And yeah, so that they're kind of those conditions supportive for stream entry are also the conditions supportive for dissolving ignorance and for helping liberation, true knowledge of and liberation to be actualized. Anyway, sutta number 61 in the Book of the Tens, the Ignorance Sutta. Mm-hmm.